Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Daniel Hostetler. How are you, Daniel?
I'm great. Thank you.
And Daniel is the CEO of the Boca Raton. And, you know, you've listened to me for years and you know that we've interviewed all the top CEOs of all the top luxury properties and hotels. But this is different than any other organization. And you're going to hear about the business model, but then about his leadership philosophy, which is really driving this difference. So talk about what the whole business model is when you came here and where you are.
Well, when MSD Partners purchased the property, it was really run as a 1,000-room Waldorf Astoria brand under the Hilton brand as a convention hotel, a very nice 1,000-room convention hotel by the water. And we are overseeing a multi-year renovation, the first $200 million of which phase one is complete. We're about to move into phase two. And a repositioning of the five buildings that encompass those 1,000 rooms into five individual hospitality products. So whether that be our beach club, which is centered on more of a 30-somethings hipper sort of vibe, or whether it be the yacht club, which is our now adults-only property that is all suites, or the tower, which is our family-oriented property. We have five lodging products, and the idea is to position them individually to five different sets of travelers. However, they're all under the umbrella of the Boca Raton, which also is a membership club that serves the local members. And so as a hotel guest in any of these five properties, you have the ability to use all of the facilities of the club, whether that be the marina or golf, tennis, etc. But that changes that business mix, obviously, from sort of that 900-person convention guest, which was the driver of this property for the last decade, to much more leisure guest and C-suite-oriented customers that are looking at more of the 100-room business meetings as opposed to the 900-room business meetings.
So this might make you the first 25-star hotel, because it's you have five five-star hotels in America.
That's the goal.
How did the whole concept come about? Tell, I don't believe this model has ever been done in America before. It's the first time, really.
We use Sea Island lovingly as a model where they have both their lodge and their cloister and their beach. So that's a, sort of an interesting, and a club component. So it's an interesting model that we utilize. But no, it's not been done. Where you're sort of running five independent brands under one model. And I think it really came about during the interview process. I was a big believer that even pre-COVID, if you really want to go after that luxury market, they're not going to a 950-room hotel. That you don't equate 950 rooms with luxury. And most certainly post-COVID, you don't do that. But our individual buildings are all in the sort of 65 keys to 250 keys, 350 in the historic cloister, which is more of our meeting environment. And I think you do equate those numbers, right? The average Four Seasons is 200 rooms, and most of our lodging properties are in that 200-room mix. And so by branding them individually, having front desks individually, general managers individually, and giving each of those lodging products their own soul, you have five different markets you're now serving, as opposed to this property, you know, 2 years ago where everyone stood in line like they were at the airport in the lobby and you were sort of channeled out to one of the five buildings as a convention guest. And it also forces you to have the restaurants perform at a higher level because you're now serving a leisure market as opposed to everybody eating in a ballroom. So the restaurants become secondary, which makes our membership component much happier because the restaurants have to be positioned at a much higher level, which allows us to expand and drive the club component of the property as well. So it's a complete shift from sort of a very large Florida convention hotel to a club first model that then has five lodging products. And as a guest in the lodging product, you are essentially a temporary member of the club for the few days that you are here is really the way we're trying to position it and the way we explain the vision to the team members.
So it's obviously unique in the model that there's a five separate properties, but everyone is also part of the whole team as a member. But the biggest thing that I'm wondering is the word luxury. And it seems that the word luxury has been redefined over these years. When you transformed Ocean House, which in Rhode Island was exceptional. I love that place. Next door to Taylor Swift, by the way. This word luxury has sort of changed in what it means. How do you define the word luxury today?
I think that the luxury of old was the thread count on the beds and the butlers on the floor, etc. That's how you measured it. And I think today's consumer, everything luxury is different for each consumer, right? It might be the CEO who rarely gets away with their family. And so luxury is creating that experience for them that is special with their children because they have that opportunity to get together. Whereas for a business meeting, it's a different level of luxury, making sure that everything is perfect. I think that we define luxury as taking that time to reach out to every guest pre-arrival and try and find out who they are, where they're coming from, what is special to them, why are they coming for the few days that they're with us, and creating that experiential travel element for them. And taking the time to do that is luxury, and people are willing to pay for that level of experience.
Absolutely. And the word I would use is bespoke.
Yes.
What I've noticed here. Talk about your leadership philosophy, because that's what really comes out to me. In how you have the vision, but then you also deal with all the details.
I think that when you're turning around a property like this with 1,600 employees that are used to running it one way as a convention hotel, and now you're asking them to completely reimagine the business model, that only comes when the leader takes the time to do that as much as they possibly can individually. Right. So when we were looking at the organizational chart here originally, there was going to be a COO between me and the general managers of the property. And I immediately said, maybe in a few years we'll do that. But for now, I need to touch as many people individually and share my vision and my philosophy of service and the mission and this goal of 25 stars by 2025. With every single person. Now, you can't do that with 1,600 employees, so I do that as much as I can with the management team, by walking the property, by attending employee meetings, by using our own internal communications device on the phones where we can do 30-second videos with the team members, because the more they hear directly from me what my vision is for the property, the faster that vision is going to come to pass, as opposed to leaving it to a human resource team to try and let it trickle down.
So if you could sum up what your leadership philosophy is, and we have about 1 minute until commercial break, what would that be?
Lead from the front. Never ask people to do anything you wouldn't do on your own. We have a lobby duty program, for instance, where every one of our 300 leaders has to spend one day a month on the floor in the lobby to remind them, whether they be an accountant, human resources, CEO, that we are at the end of the day still innkeepers, taking care of guests and members. And it also does wonders for the team to see that management team in the lobby helping to park a car or carry luggage, that if we're doing it, you need to be doing it, and you need to be doing it rapidly and getting – it also gives us phenomenal guest feedback, more than you would ever get in a comment card. That interaction with the guests and the members and asking them what we could do better, and especially in this first year of operation, has allowed us to sort of trim tab the operation into new areas that we maybe didn't think we needed to adjust.
Daniel, obviously the Boca Raton is a unique destination with five stars, which is the ambition, but you've really focused on culinary.
Yes.
And talk specifically what you're doing and what your vision is.
Well, I think that with the repositioning to a luxury product, culinary is one of those experiences that every guest is looking to have when they're on the property. And so we've really tried to reimagine all 12 of our restaurants into unique dining venues. A handful of them are partnerships with major food groups, which has done a phenomenal job of sort of creating individual guest experiences in the restaurants. Others are run directly by the property. But we're trying to make sure that there's a different culinary experience for every type of guest, whether that's the white tablecloth five-course tasting menu that's sort of the date night menu, or whether that's Harbor House, which is our more casual sort of flip-flops and a very large family-friendly menu. We're trying to make sure that there's something for every guest in those five lodging products that we've created.
We're about to take a commercial break. Before we do, what is the website if someone wants to learn more about the Boca Raton?
It's thebocaraton.com.
I think we could have all guessed that. We'll be back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO Show. And Daniel, what I want to start off with is let's talk about a challenge that you've had to overcome. This is a remarkable project, and I know you have the goals for 2026, which is your 100th anniversary. Talk about a problem you faced, how you're going to move forward into your goals of 2026, becoming, I believe, the premier destination in America.
We face two challenges. The one we spoke previously of, that sort of paradigm shift of going from a convention hotel to a luxury hotel. But then you also faced the challenge of sort of 400 existing staff members post-COVID and onboarding 1,200 new ones. And how do you take those legacy managers and the legacy team members who had run a property at one level and also bring in a whole new group of team members, most of whom, like me, came from smaller uber luxury hotels, and sort of get those teams to co-mingle. And I think that there's a danger when you do that, when you take over a company, to marginalize the, especially when you're repositioning, and we certainly made some mistakes in sort of marginalizing the way things were done before, because we were following a new business model. And I think the learning lesson was that while it was a different business model before, it was still this 1,000-pound gorilla of a property, one of the largest non-gaming assets in North America. And the team on the ground knew how to deal with volume and that number of members and rooms. And the team coming in, such as me, were coming from hotels that had 100, 200 rooms, where you had a totally different touch point with the guest. And so we found that you had to respect that culture that was here before and the way things were done, introduce new team members to a whole new culture, and take those legacy team members and bring them towards this new vision and mission for their company, which they had a very strong affinity for because many had been here for decades.
Let's talk about CEOs. Obviously, CEOs will have strategic retreats here, but they'll also have leisure here, and you are a CEO yourself. Talk about the CEOs in the luxury market and what thoughts you have for them.
I think when you're a CEO, it's constant connection to your job, right? It's 24/7, 365, and so we really take the view when we have a Fortune 500 CEO coming with their family that we know they're going to need to be connected, but how do we create these experiences that they can spend time with their families? Because I know when I travel, it's usually when I get, 90% of my children's time instead of 10% of their time. So how do we create those moments for them and maybe create moments for the family where the CEO can still get away to check in with the office and provide him the facilities that they need to continue to do their job and run their companies, because that part never stops, even when you're on a vacation.
I've heard a rumor that you do these videos, these golden videos, and you do outreach. And I think it's fascinating, because talk about how you're involved with the members and the broader community here, because you're at the heart of Boca Raton as well.
We are. Well, the city of Boca Raton grew up around this hotel. Addison Meisner designed the hotel as the sort of recruiting tool for his real estate development, which was the city of Boca Raton. So we're very connected with the city, and I want us to be even more connected with the local community. I think that that hasn't always happened here because we're a private club and you have to get behind the gates to be here. But I also think it's very important that when your guests and your members are out in the community, that that community is supportive of the operation and that they get their moments to get behind the gates, whether that be our Christmas tree lighting or Easter festivities, etc. So they embrace the project in the community. I do a series of golden minutes. It's sort of the new way of communication, video. And so we find that with our members, because we're positioning the property as a club first, and it's a club that has been closed both from COVID and large parts of it with our capital projects, that we want to make sure that they know what's going on, that they get the first view of a new restaurant or a new building before it comes online. And so it was suggested by the members that they would love to get these sort of behind the scenes. I'm a big Disney fan. Someone referred to it as that the Walt Disney commercials that he used to do back in the 70s or 60s when they were designing Disney World, and he would go on and tell them what it was going to be. And so that's sort of the impetus for these golden moments that our members just love. They stop me, you know, when I'm walking the property saying, "You're the guy in the video. I love that last one about the new Asian restaurant that's coming."
So let's talk about, we've just a few minutes left, on your leadership philosophy. I was wowed when I had breakfast. The person didn't know I was going to interview you. And when I asked about you, she said, "Oh, yeah, he's a perfectionist. He's a vision. But he's flexible. And the biggest thing is he knows about us personally." You have a lot of people to know about personally. Talk more about what unique practices you have as a leader to build something where perfection is the expectation all the time.
Well, I think it starts in the hiring process. I am a big believer that we hire for personality and we train for skill, right? This is not rocket science. We're waiting tables. We're taking care of the guests. But I can't teach you to smile and to understand that you're working weekends and holidays. And so we look for that natural inclination to be of service to others. And we figure we can train all the rest. And in terms of staying in touch with the staff, I think it's just constant gentle pressure, constant reevaluating. It's the one-on-ones I do with the managers. It's attending the employee meetings. We do a round table where we take one line level employee from every department in the hotel every month with me to just go around the room and ask me any question they might have of the CEO, and I get to ask them, "How's it going?" Right? Because they're on the ground level taking care of the guests, and it's almost, you know, our version of undercover boss. You get that feedback loop of what could we be doing better. We do one called reorientation 30 days after we have you join the company. We put you in a room with myself and all of the C-suite, and we go around the room and we ask you, "What did you learn about the company in the first 30 days? What question do you have about the company in the first 30 days? What do you like working about at the company in your first 30 days? What could we do better?" Because that new fresh set of eyes is a whole new feedback loop that we get, and we want to constantly improve the onboarding experience for the people coming behind them. So I think it's constant feedback, whether that be employee survey, guest survey, you can't beat that one-on-one 5-minute interaction when you're getting your morning cup of coffee in one of these restaurants to ask about people and their families and their children and outside of work. We have an employee morale officer who does nothing but, you know, monthly management outings and things, because I'm a big believer that if we get to know each other as human beings outside of work, we're going to produce a better product.
Exceptional answer. Final question. Is there any CEO that you've learned from? And maybe it's you have to keep a great reputation here as well.
I look at legendary hospitality guys like Izzy Sharp at Four Seasons. I think he had a people first philosophy when he was running the company. Danny Meyer, Union Square Hospitality, certainly some of the best restaurants around. Again, huge Disney fan, so I'm a big Bob Iger fan. I think that running a company of that size and the way he made sure that he was walking the parks and getting that feedback directly from the team is an inspirational leadership to me.
Well, on that note, what a pleasure, Daniel, it is having you on the CEO show. And best of luck to be the number one destination spot by 2026, your 100th
anniversary.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Kevin Samuelson. How are you, Kevin?
I'm great, Robert. Thanks very much for having me.
And it's a pleasure. Kevin is the CEO of Infor. Now, this is a different type software company than any in the world. So let's just start there, because we know everyone's calling themselves, even when I interviewed Land of Lakes, oh, we're a software company. Everyone is calling themselves, but you really have a different take and approach. Talk about what Infor does.
We've been around for almost 20 years, and the whole idea when we started the company is that we see that there's extraordinary value in the technology we provide. I mean, what we do runs the most critical elements of operations for some of the largest manufacturers and hospitals, and we work on supply chains, so things that are so important to how companies run their business. But what we've seen in the industry is that while companies understood the importance of the kind of software that we provide, they're extraordinarily afraid because there are so many stories of companies trying to adopt ERP software, but it taking so much longer and being so much more expensive than they anticipate. And so the upside or value just isn't there. So we took a very different approach and said, we don't just want to write the software itself. We want to bring with that a massive amount of industry expertise so that we show up to a company that could be a customer. We bring the software, which is written specifically for that industry, as well as the expertise. And then we take in ownership for the entire process. And the reason there is that allows us to get the customer to enjoying the value of the technology faster, but then that allows us to innovate within an industry over the long term. So they don't just get value more quickly, but there's constant innovation that they benefit from. So it's very different. We only focus on a few industries, and we go very deep with people and with products. So that's quite different than the alternatives in the market.
Absolutely. And so let's talk manufacturing for a minute. There is an unprecedented supply chain challenge that everyone is facing. Give me an example of a manufacturing company that you've worked with and how your industry expertise helps and maybe the impact that that has on supply chain.
Let me give you maybe a couple of examples. So as it relates to supply chain, Nike's a great one. You can imagine Nike has an unbelievably complicated supply chain. They source from all over the world, they manufacture everywhere, and they are a complete global distributor. And with all of the global disruptions that we're seeing, managing their supply chain is unbelievably important to their business success. And so we provide products that allow them to see in real time exactly where each cargo ship is, each element of their entire supply chain, and then be able to take that data and use it to drive much more efficient sourcing as well as distribution. But a lot of the supply chain issues also come down to how companies manufacture. And being much more efficient on the manufacturing floor is one of the ways to sort of get at supply chain risk. And so we work with companies like Aston Martin to assemble what are extremely high-end, very customized cars, and working to make that a much, much more efficient process that requires fewer people and fewer steps and lots more efficiency, which then, of course, benefits the supply chain. So we think about supply chain not just through the supply chain itself, but all the ancillary pieces, and then write and install software that helps companies address those.
You have an expertise in healthcare, which you mentioned. Give an example of something you're doing in healthcare to transform it.
You can imagine healthcare has been a pretty amazing sector to work in with technology over the last couple of years. So I'll give you one, and we could talk about more if you'd like. But as you can imagine, if you're running a hospital over the last couple of years, you've had all sorts of issues. And we all read in the papers and online about supply chain issues. And certainly those exist, and we have supply chain tools. But if you talk with most hospitals, their number one issue is actually people. The stress and strain of the last few years has resulted in fewer folks actually working in healthcare, and there's so much more demand. And then you add on to that the fact that most hospitals are financially strained, and one of the only ways they can get at this issue with people is overtime. So not only do they have a people issue, they have a financial issue. So we saw this coming. We have a product that is built just for managing people within a hospital and doing scheduling. And we can then put in place technology that says, for example, we can look at all of the nurses, understand all of their different licensing that they've and skill sets that they have, and in real time schedule them at the optimal time in the optimal place. And we can even do that down to a patient level to know what's the severity of each patient, therefore how much nurse time is needed. And that allows hospitals to be much more adroit with putting people in the right place at the right time, as well as managing their bottom line. And because we're absolutely focused on healthcare with the products and with our people, it allows us to see these problems earlier, put them in the technology, and roll them out much, much more quickly.
So when you look at industry disruption, you are disrupting the whole concept of ERP like no one else has, but you also have clients and you're helping them disrupt. What's your advice to CEOs who are all dealing with that today?
You started the conversation with all companies are software companies at some level, and there's a truth to that. I think when you look at just how much change is occurring in our economies, how much change is occurring around the globe, everyone is trying to figure out how to best deploy technology as an actual tool to help them absorb and benefit from all of the change. And I think if there's one single message to get across to folks, it's not to get too broad as it relates to the problems that are solved, as well as your expectations for technology. And really holding your technology partners to business outcomes, and where I think a lot of companies perhaps get a little bit lost, is trying to have technology fix and do so many things without specific business outcomes. And that's where cost overruns occur, project issues result, and the like.
That's what I love about the Infor model. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Kevin Samuelson, who is the CEO of Infor. And this is a company about $3 billion, about 17,500 employees. And they're doing something different because of their deep expertise in problem solving. So I want to ask you, as this is a very fast-moving world you're in right now, and you are constantly helping customers, and actually your background was, you know, a CFO, what keeps you up at night?
Oh, gosh. Well, that list is pretty long. But I guess I'd point at a couple of different things. One, and one of the things perhaps I didn't expect to be as profound as it was, because I've, like everyone, kind of moved up over the ranks over time. But all of a sudden, when you become CEO, and for me, the well-being of almost 18,000 people all over the world takes on a very, very different significance. And especially, I became CEO just as we were entering the pandemic. And so above all else, I mean, we want to succeed financially. We want to help our customers succeed. But there is this importance around employees that I don't know that has ever been at the level it's been now. And so I'm up at night just trying to think about how do we keep allowing employees to succeed and help our customers succeed and make Infor an amazing place to work. The second area that I'm also focused on is, and you've touched on this, companies and customers are seeing unbelievable amounts of change. And how can we be agile and focused enough to be the best possible partner? And when customers sign up with an ERP vendor like us, it's usually for 10 or 20 years. So how can we best deploy our resources to help our customers succeed quickly, but also succeed over the long term? So thematically, those are the two things I spend most of my time on.
You talk a lot about everything's built around customer satisfaction. And what everyone wants to know is, what is the future in, call it a B2B world of customer experience? We know Amazon reinvented the B2C customer experience, but in the B2B world, what are your thoughts and what is Infor specifically doing on elevating the customer experience for your customers' customers?
Historically, the way that our market has worked is once every 10 or 20 years, companies go through this massive transformation with technology. And it's one huge change. It's hugely disruptive. They've got to reexamine every process. I don't think that works anymore in today's world. I think the way that our technology will work and customers and their customers will benefit most is a much more targeted approach to say, what are our biggest challenges? How do we deploy technology when needed and as needed at those specific challenges, drive improvement, iterate, and then move on to the next challenge? So making our software much more bite-sized, much more easy to consume, I think both benefits customers and certainly benefits end markets for our customers.
The future for Infor.
Just keep doing what we're doing and doing more of it. It's an incredible time in our market. This move from client server to SaaS, while it's taken other markets much more quickly to get to the cloud, it's taken ERP much longer. We've spent billions of dollars in rewriting our products for the cloud because they're so complex. And customers' comfort deploying those in the cloud is still not nearly where it should be. So the opportunity for us is huge. It's a $100 billion market. And every time there's a big change like this, leadership also changes. And so we're pretty hungry to be one of these different makers that challenges the market, disrupts the status quo, and then comes out of this as a clear leader in all of enterprise software.
And there you have it. What is the website if a CEO wants to learn more about Infor?
It's just infor.com.
We're about to take a commercial break.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Kevin Samuelson, who is the CEO of Infor. This is an ERP software company, but they do things differently because they are so deeply involved. I think you're the one company who is, let's say, 50% industry expertise, 50% software. Everyone leans another way, but that's what I've always been so impressed with, and so many CEOs have even mentioned that about your company. I want to ask you now, post-pandemic, you know, our world has changed. Let's talk about first this acquisition that occurred in 2020, and then we're going to go more into your leadership philosophy.
We did go through a pretty extraordinary sequence of events in kind of 2019 and 2020, and it actually started earlier than that. It started in 2017. We got a call from Koch Industries, this $100 billion-plus dollar revenue company that's private. And they called because they'd used our software in one of their divisions, and it went really, really well. And they called and said, we'd love to invest in you. You can imagine this is not a common occurrence to get a call from a customer that wanted to invest. And we learned more about them and said, great, come on board. And so they did make an investment, and they joined our board. And we learned a lot collectively. But then in 2020, as you mentioned, they actually came and said, we like what you guys are doing so much. We actually want to own you outright. And so they went and acquired Infor and now own 100% of our company. And it's been an extraordinary transformation. Most folks don't know a ton about Koch Industries, but they're not just large and they're not just private, but they're successful in a whole bunch of different areas. They're one of the largest producers of glass. They're one of the largest producers of pulp and paper products and building products through Georgia-Pacific, electronics for cars through Molex. So they're this very diversified company that's had extraordinary success by thinking and acting over the long term. And so that's changed everything for us. If you listen to software earnings calls, you'll hear companies talk over and over again about what they sold in any quarter, and that moves the stock price, which is what motivates folks. But as I mentioned earlier, companies are scared of buying our software because once they buy it, then they have to go through the implementation. So this has allowed us to think longer term and focus not on what we can sell, but how we can make customers successful. And we've got an owner that wants us to think longer term. So it's been hugely impactful for all of Infor.
And I have to say, it seems a perfect match because Koch is unlike any business as well. And I've done work, with interviewing like their CFO, who's Steve, terrific. But they are so smart and so thoughtful, but they have these expertise like you do in all of the industries. So it's like a great marriage in a sense. Any insights to CEOs who might be going through an acquisition or M&A?
We've acquired a lot of companies. So we've been on the acquiring end and bought about 70 companies over the last 20 years. So it was a pretty extraordinary experience being on the other side of that. And if I give one piece of advice, it's stay open-minded. I think all of us kind of have operated a certain way, especially those of us that have spent a lot of time in a company. And you can imagine for a software company to be acquired by a huge kind of industrial magnate, there was a lot of questions and we wondered, gosh, would what they do work for a software company? And I think we were able to really accelerate our growth and really accelerate our success by leaning into a lot of what Coke did that was unique. And I think that served us really, really well, but it wasn't easy. And so being open to change is a big deal. And I'd certainly suggest that to anyone who's going through an acquisition.
It's great advice. Let's talk about you personally, your leadership philosophy. Talk about what you do post-pandemically, how you've been leading. You've been with the organization since 2002, so 20 years already, but you've been leading for several years since 2019.
One of the kind of things that's been curious to me is, you know, the more I've kind of been promoted, and certainly when I was promoted to CEO, every meeting that I walk into, everyone sort of defers to me, which at some level makes sense. But if you think about our business model, and our business model is all about being extraordinarily expert in a few key industries, the power of that model doesn't sit with me. In fact, most everyone in a room I'm in knows a lot more about these industries or our technology than I do. And so a lot of how I think about leading is how do we create an environment where people, regardless of where they sit in an org structure, are empowered to really bring their best knowledge, challenge our thinking so we can get to the best outcome. And while that seems sort of obvious, it does seem like it's almost an antithetical idea in business. Everyone is so focused on hierarchy and focused on being right. So we spend a lot of time thinking about how do we create an environment where it's more comfortable to challenge, where we want the best idea regardless of where it's from. And I think that's really at the heart of what we do.
When you think about all of the changes and transformations you're going through, a lot of companies are creating new roles post-pandemic to help them be more, a word you used before, agile. What's your thoughts on that, and has Infor done that at all?
We've done that a lot. And again, it is largely a result of the pandemic, because customers need our solutions, and they need them much more quickly, and they need value much faster than they ever have before. And so we took a long, hard look at how we operate and how the industry operated, again, with the benefit of being able to think long term. And we did change a number of things. Probably the most profound is we've moved away from sort of the traditional software model of we have a sales team, then they sell something, and then they go off and do something else. And then we have an implementation team, and then they show up and implement, and then we have an R&D team. And each of these different areas has their own sets of priorities historically, which creates a lot of friction and challenges for customers. So we did shift to a model where everyone in our organization is striped by a very specific end market. So if you're in our healthcare team, you've got a team of experts across all those different capabilities that approaches a customer and approaches a healthcare problem as one specific unit and really focuses on collaborating around what's the best end state outcome for a customer. So that resulted in both structural change, but also a massive amount of change in how we just think about approaching the market and interfacing with customers.
And you're known for having a great culture. Talk about what's at the core of that.
We're very, very lucky in that because we're so different in how we think about the market and how we're owned, and that allows us to attract a set of folks that probably are quite unique. And I think the uniquenesses are a few. One is humility. Again, that's sort of cliche, but I mentioned earlier that's what I believe is our key to success. And most people would probably say broadly in technology doesn't necessarily attract the most humble folks. But the idea of working as a team and really going forth with the best idea, regardless of where it's from, is integral to us.
There you have it. Great having you on the CEO show, Kevin.
Awesome. Thank you for having me, Robert. I appreciate it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.